as an example, I've been having sleep issues pretty badly, and I started getting like weird anxiety even like yesterday, and it's about absolutely nothing. There's no cause, like there's nothing causing it. There's no reason for it, and it's really unpleasant. It's really annoying. But yeah. Then I finally slept last night, and I'm like, wow, I feel like a million bucks.
Improve your life and make it better. So I've always noticed over the years where I had horrible depression, whenever I could kind of wrangle my sleep in, the depression seemed to get better.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Carrie here from Homestead Howe and the Carnivore Diet movie, along with my co-host, Holly, my sister.
Holly, hi, everyone.
Now, and we got Adam and Graham. Graham is my Graham, and I share a carniversary together. We're both at right around 6 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got a couple updates, and then we'll jump into the video today. I thought it'd be fun to do a video talking about living naturally for a better life, how to improve your life, how to make things better. Not that I'm an expert on it by any means, but my friend Adam here is. So Adam, take it away. No, I'm just joking. I've been feeling so good on carnivore, and it's easy to attribute everything to carnivore, but I've been doing a lot of other things besides just eating the proper human diet for the last 6 months. I've started adopting new things and moving away from a lot of bad habits I had before. And my life is better than it has ever been in 42 years. So there's something to it. And I notice it with other carnivores. So I was hoping to touch on some of those things with Adam, Graham, Holly, and whoever else. We might have some other carnivore friends joining us too later in the call. And get your guys' feedback as well. I'm starting to see all the comments coming in. I got my brother Mike, Primal Mike, in here, Carnivore Stan. What are you guys doing besides just eating the proper human diet that's making your life better? I got a couple topics I was hoping to touch on. A few updates before we jump into that as people are joining in here. Number one, Adam and I and Graham and the whole team survived the 24-hour live stream. I recently posted a quick update video that was about 30 minutes long. It was the whole 24-hour live stream condensed. So if you weren't able to make the whole thing, go check out that video. That was a lot of fun.
That was
putting
cool.
It together. Yeah, some highlights. And Adam, it was crazy rewatching that because I don't know about you, but in the moment, I'm like, this is pretty awesome. But it was kind of a blur too. People don't know from this side. You're seeing all these comments flowing and you're like, oh, Dr. Avadia is going to be on in 10 minutes. I got to ask this question quick. I got to move on to this. So you really want to be a good listener for something like that. And it's really difficult to listen when you got so much going on. So when I rewatched it, I was like, wow, there was some great little gems in there I missed earlier from Kelly Hogan and from Dr. Barry and some of the other guys. So there we go. Holly's back. No echo. I think we're better now.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the 24-hour live stream's done. One other big announcement I wanted to make just real quick was, in the description below, we have a couple links for you, and one of them is a little bit new. We announced it before the 24-hour live stream, but we have an email newsletter we're doing now, and It's going to be really awesome. I think you guys are going to want to put your email address in there. Doesn't cost anything. We're not going to share your email with anyone. We're only going to send you important updates. But when we start filming for the documentary, we're going to put some behind the scenes stuff in there. We're going to put some regular updates on what's going on with the documentary. And the other way to get that is if you're a member. There's also a link below. You get a lot more if you're a member. I did our first members only live stream the other day. And that was a heck of a lot of fun too, by the way. Really good comments. I did it just before a call I had with Dr. Sean Baker. And I was like, you guys got any good questions for Dr. Sean Baker? Because I had some written down. But man, the members in the group, they came through for me. And I asked him quite a few of the member provided questions. So those are some of the updates. If you want to sign up for the email newsletter, the link is in the description below. If you want to participate in the Carnivore Diet documentary, that link is also below. And if you want to become a member and get some behind the scenes footage, some members only live streams, if you're a member too and you leave a comment, we always answer those ones first. So consider becoming a member if you want. The link for that is in the description below as well. So I think that's kind of it for some of my updates. So Adam, Holly, Graham. Oh no, we lost Holly again.
Nope.
How are you guys doing, Adam? How you doing, Graham? How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I just got done eating brisket, so I hope I don't have any in my teeth.
Oh, nice.
We cooked an 18-pound brisket about a week and a half ago, and I'm still eating it. So,
quick question, Adam. I am going to do my first brisket. I've smoked all sorts of meat. I haven't done brisket yet. There's tons of recipes online, but they're with all of the rubs and sugar and all that stuff on there. I want to do mine just salt. So do you trim a little bit of the fat and just put salt? And is that all you do? Or is there any other tips or advice you have for me and the audience?
Yep. I trim the fat off of the point, off the top of the point. And then also along with that, I actually trim it to make sure that there's no sharp edges sticking out, that it's more kind of flowy, if you will, and rounded.
Aerodynamic.
Correct. And then I make sure that there's only maybe a half an inch of fat cap on the flat. And I literally just season it with salt and smoke it. That's it. I don't put anything else on it. I would love to put other stuff on it, but sometimes that doesn't agree with me. So, and it tastes just fine.
Do you wrap it or do you leave it unwrap the whole smoke?
Yeah, I do wrap it. Once it gets up to about 175 or something like that, 177, I'll go ahead and wrap it. And finish it off.
And then do you just have like a temperature probe that you just keep an eye on, or how do you?
Yep. So I have a temperature probe that's plugged into it, that's connected to the smoker. And then I'll also go out and take manual readings every once in a while, just to make sure that there's nothing wrong with that temperature probe that's in it. So
those temperature probes built in, those were a game changer for me, because before that, man, I used to screw stuff up so bad. It takes all the guesswork out of it. You don't even, mine, I'll like set it, because when I do the reverse sear, I need a little time to get the cast iron skillet up to heat. So I'll just set it a couple degrees before, and then it's like ding, ding, ding. Okay, turn the thing on, and you really can't mess it up that way.
Yeah, for sure. So what I did was with this last time, living my best life is trying to make the most out of the fat trimmings and things, and the use of the smoker while it's running. So I just took all the fat trimmings, which was a lot. I mean, it was probably like three pounds of fat with a little bit of meat and stuff in it, threw it in a cast iron crock, if you will, and threw that on the smoker and just let it go the entire time. And that fat rendered down to some nice, really nice smoked tallow, filtered that when it was done. And I used that to cook my fried eggs in, and I'm telling you, that is way better than butter.
Oh,
way
nice.
Better. It tastes so good. So, and then this last time I did smoked salt too. So cookie sheet in the smoker, and just spread it real thin, the Redmond salt, and stirred it a little bit as it was smoking. And man, it's rock. It's a rock star.
It's nice. Good stuff. I'm looking forward to that, especially just having that much meat on hand. Like you said, what you've been eating for like a week now.
Oh yeah. Week and a half. And I still have probably 5 pounds left at least.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Graham, how are you doing? You just hit 6 months as a carnivore. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, today you ever asked, it's holiday.
Although it's Sunday, tomorrow is the like the carryover of the holiday. So it's Monday. Then we have a holiday again. So today it's Heritage Day of us. So on Heritage Day here, we have braai, which is barbecue there by you guys. So I slept on some chicken, ham steak, and some boerewors. You call it sausage. You'll call it sausage, but boerewors sausage. On the, what you call this now, the grill? I would call the grill type of thingy.
Yeah.
So it was charcoal, the old way, charcoal with wood and all those on the flames, doing the old way, the carnival way. And I said, today I'm celebrating the carnival heritage of how they did it back in the day.
Yes.
And obviously made a live video of it. And some of the comments were, it looks like charcoal. I said, that's the old way. To look like charcoal, no temperature stuff in that. Just go with it, how it looks, and yeah.
Nice.
That was awesome. Mm.
That's also the carnivore Kip way. He'll do it no other way but that way. He got real offended when I mentioned using propane that one time. It was pretty funny. Kip posted a picture of this huge smoker. The thing was like the size of a truck or something. And then there was a little compartment on the side, and I commented back. I was like, oh, is that where the propane goes in that tall part over there? Yeah, he didn't think that was very funny. But all right. We also have my sister Holly here. Holly, how's it going?
It's okay. It's good. Yeah, I'm so sorry, everybody. I messed everything up.
No, no problem.
Things started. I can't believe I did that.
If it makes you feel any better, I'll do a little Dr. Barry name drop. The first time I had a video with Dr. Barry, I had everything dialed in and practiced. And the exact same thing happened, but luckily it was actually Dr. Barry. It was on his time. He had two things open, so I was like, feel a little better that way. But
that's good. It wasn't on you.
Right. If it can happen to Dr. Barry, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay. Then I feel better.
So Holly, what have you been up to lately? Have you made anything interesting or good? Have you gotten into smoking meat yet?
Are you kidding? Oh my gosh. I had to wake Josh, my son, he's sleeping. He has some weird sleep problem right now, but I just had to wake him up to make sure he could keep an eye on some stuff. I'm smoking some meat right now. I'm making pemmican. Please, Adam, do you know what this is?
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. I thought you might know for some reason. Gary, do you know what that is?
No, it sounds familiar, like I should know, but I don't.
Yeah, you don't need to know. It's a very vintage, older recipe to, it's kind of like a survival food that the Native Americans ate. And so it's like meat mixed with tallow. But instead of like dehydrating the meat, you kind of make it like jerky. So I'm doing that in the smoker right now. And I like it in the smoker because it's going to have like way better flavor than the dehydrator for sure. So that's like, I'm in the process of making that. And then I have fat rendering in the oven.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You guys are getting into it for sure. So when you make it's pemmican.
Yeah.
Is it
it's
like
essentially it's the carnivore bar.
Oh, yeah.
It
okay.
seems like perfect for this.
It's the exact same thing.
So it's like,
I don't know what that is though. I didn't know what you meant. That's a thing.
Oh yeah. They're like $12 a bar or something like that, but they're conveniently packaged and wrapped and you can buy them in a box, but it's just beef, tallow and salt. You can get other flavors and stuff like that, but they do have the just beef, tallow and salt, which is, you know, old school pemmican.
That's so cool.
Yep.
Is it just, can you just leave that on the countertop or in a backpack and it's just fine? You can just eat it whenever? You got to throw it in the fridge after a while. It's kind of like jerky.
I think it will last a really long time.
Yeah. Especially if you vacuum seal it, it's like 20 years or more.
Oh my gosh.
It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah. I only learned about this from my son. So from Josh.
Cool.
But I'm excited. He didn't even know I started making it.
Have you made it yet, Holly, or is this the first experiment?
No, this is the first time, and I've never even like properly rendered down a lot of fat before either, so I'm doing that too, which is surprisingly easy.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I couldn't live without a smoker. I'm spoiled with the whole smoker. I don't think I could have done carnivore without it. I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah.
it just makes it so much easier and better.
Well, I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, so the reverse sear thing I've been doing, I love it. It makes the steak taste so good, but I'm telling people, I'm like, I'm warning you, once you do it, you can't turn back. And now every time you make steak, you feel like you got to reverse sear it and do this 2-hour process. Well, then when we had Dr. Chafee on the 24-hour live stream, I showed that man's refrigerator again. I don't know if people watching here haven't seen Dr. Chafee's refrigerator, but it's the thing dreams are made of for carnivores. You open that thing up and it's just like, it's full of, there's nothing in it. This is my dream. There's nothing in the refrigerator except beef. That's what I love, first of all. But big, beautiful cuts of beef. Each one of them is on a little rack. No wrappers or anything. So he ages all of them. And he's like, Carrie, if you even age it for 24 hours, it's a million times better than just eating it regularly. And I've never attempted that either. And I'm like, Dr. Chafee, is this one of those things where I'm going to do this once and now every single time I'm going to have like aged beef sitting in the refrigerator for 30 days, then I'm going to have to smoke it. Like, there's going to be no turning back if I do it. I know that, but I got to try it. So, Adam, have you aged anything yet? Or Graham, have you?
I've only done it overnight, but I've never done an extended age. So, but it does make it taste a little bit better, in my opinion.
Yeah. I saw a video on it. Yeah.
Nothing from my side.
No, me neither. I'm going to have to give it a try. I saw a video on YouTube for Peter Luger's Steakhouse, which I've never been to, but would love to go there someday. And they showed their drying room where they had all, and it looked like a larger version of Dr. Chafee's refrigerator, just meat everywhere drying, but they have this whole process and that's how they do it all there at Peter Luger's. So I'm going to have to give it a try one of these times, but I'm kind of scared to, because it's just going to be no turning back. I'm going to have to dry age it and then smoke it. And I miss the days of just taking a ribeye and throwing it on the grill and eating 20 minutes later, but I guess that's still a good thing to do anyway. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, we got 200 people on here already. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. The purpose of the video today was to talk about unlocking your best life through the carnivore diet, natural living. And I don't know, I was saying to these guys earlier, I started doing carnivore and I feel better than I have my entire life. I really do. I feel like I'm bragging or saying something, but it's just the truth. I feel like I'm living the best life I ever have in 43 years on this earth. I like to attribute all of that to carnivore, but I think it's a lot more than that. I kind of have these carnivore epiphanies, and one of them was, do I feel so good because I'm eating meat and I wasn't eating meat before? Or is it also because I'm eating kind of what the human body craves and what the ancestrally we've eaten since the start of time, and the fact that I'm not eating all of these other unnatural things with the seed oils and the food dyes and the ingredients we can't pronounce but we just eat and think it's okay. So I'm sure it's a combination of all of those things. One of the reasons I was thinking about doing this video too was there's kind of two reasons, but let me think about the one we can talk about. I did a video the other day with Lee Kopis, Kent Carnivore. Mm-hmm. He was on the 24-hour live stream, and I love that guy. It was like at 3 in the morning. That was one of the most fun conversations I've had. And I did a video with him a couple days after that, like a full hour-long one. And a couple things he said to me really stood out. And one of them, he was like, Carrie, everything is just so backwards. He was saying, if you look around summertime, people are just caking on suntan lotion. They're putting on sunglasses, they're wearing these big hats, and they're completely blocking out the sun all day long. And then they go in their house at the end of the day, they take all of that off, and they turn every light on, every artificial light source on, and they're up until like midnight with all these artificial lights. Their circadian rhythm's completely off. And he's like, we're just doing everything backwards. And I was like, wow, I guess you're right. That was one of the things I was thinking about. But The other thing that really stood out is in terms of, man, we're doing everything backwards or wrong, was I talked to my friend Jeff DeProsperous, the man with stage 4 cancer. I posted that video yesterday. Man, what a story he has. He's thriving on carnivore. He's put together his own regimen for chemotherapy, and he's doing really well with it. But he was telling me, Carrie, everything is so unnatural and backwards. He's like, when I go in to do these chemo treatments, we get done, and when he does his chemo treatment, this is his regimen. He fasts for 5 days. He's done this 28 times for a year now. for a whole week, and he's my weight. He's down to his goal weight. He's my height and my weight. So he doesn't have a lot of fat to burn, and he's still fasting for 5 days. He goes into chemo, and then he won't eat until after that. And every other Wednesday, he does chemo. We did a really interesting video together. The man is amazing. But he was telling me, Kerry, when I do the chemo, I'm fasted. I'm in ketosis. And when he first started the first three times, he was doing the standard American diet, and he felt like garbage. He just felt so weak and horrible. And he's like, I feel way better when I'm fasting and I'm in ketosis and I'm doing this chemo. And he wanted to get the word out for other people. There's currently a million people right now that are on chemo or doing chemo. And the doctors don't tell you any of this. He had to come up with this regimen all himself. But my point was, he's like, Kerry, this is the craziest part. I get done with the chemo and they come around and they hand out cookies and Ensure full of sugar. And cancer thrives on sugar.
That's crazy.
I'm like, it was blowing his mind. He's like, this is insane. I'm like, it is insane. Like, everything's backwards. Well, then you think about it too. You go to the hospital for any issue or ailment and they're usually giving you Ensure or sugar or things like that. But things are just so backwards. So anyways, that was the thing I wanted to talk about a little bit more in this video with Adam, Holly, Graham, and you guys in the comments, if you have anything. And I want to talk about some things that I've been doing differently on carnivore diet besides just eating meat only that I think has really helped me. So I'm going to end up rambling too much. So before I go on too much, if you guys have any comments or questions, put a big Q in the sidebar. But I just touched on a little bit, like, I'll just say real quick, one of the things I've been doing that's been kind of a game changer for me is the whole lighting thing I touched on earlier. I get up, I leave my curtains open. When the sun comes through, that's the first light that hits my eyes. I learned this from Andrew Huberman, I think on Joe Rogan. I seem to start going down these rabbit holes with all these experts, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sure, whatever, you get some sunlight. But I started doing it, and I feel way better. And then I wake up, and then I go outside, and then the other thing, I've talked about this before, but my shoes are off. I walk with my bare feet. I walk over. I do my like morning exercises with natural sunlight hitting me, and I feel great. And they say that that sort of resets your circadian rhythm and helps with your sleep. And I've never slept better than on carnivore. So what about you guys? I know, Holly, yeah, you were talking earlier about sunshine and some things you do.
Yeah, I have a question for you, actually, because we both live in the same state, but I'm further north. For me, there's absolutely no sun anytime when I wake up, like for hours, because I wake up so early too. And yeah, I've been having some sleep issues. That's my only big issue on carnivore for the last month. It's been really pretty bad up until last night, and I finally slept. And I've had to resort to other measures that are not natural. Like, as soon as the sun is out, I do that and I go out there, if the sun is even out. Because sometimes, like even today, it's not, there's like no sun, but it's still supposed to be good to go out there, even if it's cloudy. But the other day, I just like blasted like studio lights. Like, I have this bright light over here. I blasted it in the morning and I actually felt so much better that day. So unfortunately, I feel like I need to resort to these other methods. And if it helps me, then I'll do that. But yeah, natural sunlight is important for sure.
Yeah. It's tricky. This morning I went out and there was no sun either, but you know, it was cloudy, but it was still bright. So I'm like, maybe I'm absorbing a little bit through it.
Yeah. I talked to a doctor about it. He said, yeah, you still get it even if it's kind of cloudy. But for me, it's like pitch black when I wake up.
Yeah. I always wondered, you have to just like completely switch your whole schedule, just gradually change when the sun comes out and start getting up. Cause that's probably what humans did naturally back in the day. It's like, oh, it's bright out now, I'll get up. But obviously that's not feasible for everyone. I feel like too, getting out and getting the fresh air, that's the other thing I've been doing more. So Wim Hof is another. You start researching some of these things and then all these experts come up. So Andrew Huberman was the sunlight, and then Wim Hof on the breathing stuff. I try to do that, like get really deep breathing and deep breaths in the morning. Fresh air, that seems to help too. But I'm worried, Holly, about winter in Wisconsin, because this has been my regimen for months now. Every morning, get up, do it. I'm like, well, I'll just keep doing it as fall comes and the leaves go, and maybe I'll slowly adjust to the colder and colder weather until I'm just walking around like a maniac in the snow with no shoes on. But it'll make for a good YouTube video. We'll see what happens. But
I mean, the Wim Hof breathing methods, I believe they work. Like, if you're trying to do like cold exposure therapy, because I've tested it out. I've been out there like with a tank top and shorts on when it was like, I don't know if it was like 10 degrees or something. And I was doing his breathing techniques. I only tested it several times, but I did not feel cold at all. It was the weirdest thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. So yeah. You're saying, Carrie, carnivores don't get frostbite?
Right.
New shirt coming?
New shirt. Yeah. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. Yeah. I'll have to try that. I have a friend that's done a bunch of the Wim Hof stuff. I've been making a lot of friends on carnivore. It's been pretty awesome. He just recently sent me a video in winter in Wisconsin in his pond. He had to like hit it with a sledgehammer to break some of the ice off, and then he jumped in. It was pretty impressive. Wow. Yeah, so I'm like, he's a carnivore, so I guess it's fine. He didn't get any frostbite, but we'll see.
You can test it out. Like, you could start taking ice cold showers. Good luck.
It's funny because so I've done some of this even before carnivore when I was doing keto. Jen took a video of me. It's on the channel where I was running. I would do laps around her house in winter in Wisconsin when the sidewalk was frozen. But I wouldn't stop and I'd run, but I've tried the shower thing and I can't do it. I don't know what it is, like a psychological thing. It seems so much harder. Like, I think I could jump in a pond cause it's just like that, but the shower and stepping into it, I can't do it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about, please don't record it.
Yeah. Right. What about you, Graham? Have you done anything weird like this outside of carnivore in terms of sunshine or breathing techniques or anything? I know you're doing a lot of exercise videos on your channel now.
Well, in my case, I'm not a person that likes to stand in the sun. That's the first thing, because I normally get burned. So nowadays, on carnival, I enjoy the rays. I like standing for 2 or 3 hours out in the sun, and I think that really changed. And I'm like saying, no, this is good. I can stand here for a longer time. Other things like exercise. I know I said in one of my videos, I don't like exercise. Nowadays, 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm awake. So what do I have to do? Well, full of energy. Let's just do some exercises just to get rid of that extra. So, yeah, and then off to work at 5 a.m. So that's like something different that I didn't do back in the day. So too much energy again.
Yeah. I think there's something to that too, because I was the same, Graham. A couple of years ago, Jen and I did P90X for like 30 days. Every now and then we've tried something, but I have always hated exercise. And on carnivore now, I do every single day. And it's like, if I don't, I feel like I'll be up till 4 o'clock in the morning. It's like, you got to get rid of that excess energy somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You start forming these new habits. What about you, Adam? Anything you've been doing in terms of sunlight or exercise or breathing habits or jumping into frozen ponds?
No frozen ponds here. I'm a little bit too far south for that, at least at this point. But yeah, exercise, which for me is profound, because when I stopped martial arts when I was 18, it was, forget this. This is the worst thing ever, exercise. So I didn't do it until literally 2-3 months into carnivore. And it wasn't really out of, I want to exercise. It was just, I need to do something with all this energy. So what better way to do it than do a little bit of resistance training, you know, some dumbbells and things like that. But as far as sunlight goes, so my skin is pretty tan here, but it's tan everywhere. So I go out as often as I can, out the sun, shirt off, shorts, get as much sun as I possibly can. And that's not something that I would do before, you know, basically just stay clothed, stay out of the sun, stay out of the heat. I couldn't stand the heat. But now it's almost like I welcome to be out in that heat. It's very strange. So,
yeah. It is a weird thing. I have a much better tolerance now, where before it was, I'm always uncomfortable, I'm always hot or cold or this. Now I just don't care. I feel like I want to be out in that heat more. Mm-hmm. This whole conversation will always keep coming back to one thing, and I've been realizing this more and more on carnivore. It's just like, what would a natural human have done, say, 1,000 years ago? And if you do that, you're good. And it's very unnatural what most humans do now, myself included. working in an office under fluorescent lights, staring at a computer screen for 12 hours, and then going inside to artificial lights, and then that's it. It's pretty darn unnatural. It seems like the further away we get from natural, the worse our lives become, because then you start getting anxiety and you get these other weird issues start propping up, and it always seems to go back to that, just getting back to natural for sure.
I did eat mostly vegan for a couple of years, and I can tell you right now, I never had a desire to go outside. I would get sunburnt during that time period. And this is the exact opposite, eating a carnivore diet. I don't get sunburned whatsoever, not even a little bit. And I don't mind the heat. It's crazy. I love it.
Right. The other thing I've learned from sleep, for anyone watching this, if you want to check it out, let me see if my carnivore brain's working. There's a gentleman that was on Joe Rogan. His name is, Holly, you might know this, Matthew Walker? Is it Matthew Walker? I should know this. I've referenced him a few times. Sorry, one second. He's a sleep expert, and he was on Joe Rogan, and I watched his video years ago, and he had some really good tips on sleep that really helped me.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me about him.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to find it here in a second. One of the things, he had a bunch of really good tips. Yeah, I got it right. There we go. Matthew Walker is his name. He was on Joe Rogan. If anyone wants some tips on sleeping besides the things we just mentioned, like getting natural sunlight, getting your circadian rhythm going, Matthew Walker was awesome on there. A couple other things he talks about is obviously get rid of caffeine. I think that's really helped with my sleep for sure. I only drink water. Turning these devices off, especially before bed. The other thing he really promotes that helped me a lot was getting into a sleep routine. Like, this is the same thing you do every night. The devices go off, the artificial lights go off, like your body's starting to ramp up and know that things are going on. Another thing I learned too, that someone told me about recently, I don't know if you guys, anyone here has been doing this, is those glasses you can get. What are they? The blue light glasses. Mm-hmm. I have a pair of those, and I started using them before, and they seemed to help. But I haven't gotten into a routine of using them. I don't know if anyone else here has
used those.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're really nerdy looking, but see.
Yes. Nice.
I forgot I had them. So they were right here.
So that's basically nice. Like the intrusive lights that mess up your circadian rhythm. That kind of filters them out, I guess, is the idea behind those.
Yeah, the blue lights. And then, yeah, for me at night, I dim the bathroom light. I make sure it's like really, really low. It's just because I want to be so careful not to mess up my sleep.
Yeah, I start getting obsessed with things like that. If I have to go to the bathroom in the morning and the hall light's on, I literally just close my eyes looking for the switch.
My God.
Like, if I see that, it's gonna ruin all my progress.
I do that at night. Walking down the stairs with my eyes closed, that's not smart.
People are going to think I'm crazy, and I am a little crazy, but I get extreme with things like those. I will talk about some of the other things I do too that people would find a little bit crazy. But that's been one of the biggest game changers for me on carnivore, though, has been the sleep. I mentioned that way back when on my 30-day video. I just hit 6 months. The sleep has been amazing on carnivore, and I noticed it's been getting better and better when I'm doing these things, focusing on your circadian rhythm, getting the sunshine in the eyes, getting your body into a good sleep routine. Once your sleep gets better, I really think that changes a lot of other things in people's lives that could improve your life and make it better. So I've always noticed over the years where I had horrible depression, whenever I could kind of wrangle my sleep in, the depression seemed to get better. I don't know if it's a coincidence, the two things that relate to each other or what. A lot of it makes sense, but getting that sleep wrangled in, man, because I have no anxiety anymore. And I was the most anxious person before that. And I'm not saying it to try to brag or be like, oh, look how tough I am. I legitimately have none of it anymore. And I had that for years and years and years. The thought of being on this call with 271 people right now, I would just be turning it off and saying there's some sort of power problem or something. But
oh my gosh, I did have a power. If I disappear, I will be having a power outage. It happened already.
Right.
Or I'm freaking out.
Sure, Holly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember you used to tell me about having anxiety before a phone call, like you're about to die before just a phone call.
Yes.
So I know. And I think a lot of the stuff is greatly related to sleep. As an example, I've been having sleep issues pretty badly, and I started getting like weird anxiety even like yesterday, and it's about absolutely nothing. There's no cause, like there's nothing causing it. There's no reason for it, and it's really unpleasant. It's really annoying. But then I finally slept last night, and I'm like, wow, I feel like a million bucks. I feel so much better. So I just need to, I need to keep a really good routine and do whatever is helping.
Right.
My issue, I think, is that we don't have sunlight here.
Time to go on vacation.
Yeah. I could imagine living in Seattle and places like that where there's literally no sunlight. No thanks.
Yeah, it affects you for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the thing with the anxiety too, back to the earlier point of what's natural and not natural, it's really not natural for humans to be in a constant state of anxiety. A thousand years ago, or our ancestors, if you're running from a lion or something, then you should be kind of stressed or anxious. But just to be constantly anxious, it's, when I tell people about carnivore and they're like, oh, you lost so much weight, I'm like, yeah, but I got rid of depression, anxiety, and this, and almost everyone's like, oh, I got horrible anxiety too, and I'm like, it's such a shame, because it doesn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. I think it's just from us humans living a pretty unnatural state for so long. The other thing too that's great, once the anxiety's gone, I talk to everybody now, and I'm making connections with people and like this community and making friends with people that I would never have spoken to otherwise. And that makes life a lot better too, when you have a lot of good friends or like-minded people you can talk with and have a fun time with. Jen was saying that to me before. She's like, you got all these friends now. You never even talked to anyone before this. You were just like a hermit. And I was,
yeah, that's true.
It is. Like part of my thing before was like, I'm too busy. You know, I got four kids. We got the movie theater. We got this. But no, I think it was just the anxiety of talking to people.
I also think you were just like burnt out before, and you're not now.
Yeah.
Knowing you, I mean.
More energy for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, we're talking as people like Graham here. I mean, this dude's in Africa right now.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That never would have happened before carnivore. Yeah.
Let alone the 24. I still, Adam, and Graham and Holly, I still can't wrap my brain around the 24-hour live stream. I rewatched that little clip I did the other day. I'm like, how is this even happening? Like, I'm talking to Dr. Barry. He's got 3 million subscribers. He's like an author and all this stuff. So fortunate and blessed that it's all happened. But the fact that just 6 months and 3 days ago, I didn't even know what carnivore. If you would have said, what's carnivore? I'd have been like, what is that, like some extreme thing that liver guy that eats all the liver does? Like, what is that thing? I wouldn't even really known what it was. Pretty crazy. Anyhow, so sleep has been a big one, big game changer for me. So the other thing I've started adopting, I don't know if you guys are doing this too, but I am just crazy about anything I ingest in my body. Types of water, like is it, this one took me a while to learn too. Purified water, spring water. I was talking to, this could be kind of gross, but it's the truth. I was talking to my friend Lee Kopis, Kent Carnivore, the other day, and he said he does the same thing. I don't even brush my teeth anymore.
Oh no.
I figured I'd get that.
He says, oh no.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Draw the line there.
I'm gonna have problems I have to pay for. I have to go to the dentist if that happens.
Yeah. Well,
maybe not. But
Lee was saying a lot of the, when you're on carnivore, like before I did all the time, my teeth just feel so healthy and so good now. And he's like, there's actually some science coming out now. There, you got enamel, you got stuff on your teeth. Unless you're eating like sugary junk and you start brushing it, like early man, was it natural for them to have a toothbrush with chemicals on it that they're putting in their mouth? And when you think of it that way, maybe there's something to it. Maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know. But he had a point, too, on the mouthwash. There's some science on that mouthwash, too. That stuff can really mess up your gut biome and kill some good things that you got going on in there. So I don't do the mouthwash anymore. I don't do the sometimes I'll brush my teeth with a toothbrush and some water. My breath is pretty bad, though. I'll admit that.
Oh,
and I floss all the time. In fact, I'm holding it. Someone just asked in the comments right here.
Yes,
Carrie, what about flossing? I'm literally holding a flosser right now. Yeah, I'm always flossing. Carrie, I carry them around with me.
You should just make your own toothpaste and use that once in a while for Janelle.
That's for, she brushes her teeth. All the girls do. It's just me. Oh, for her smelling
for
my
her
breath.
Sake, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, she has commented on it many times for sure.
I guess you can make something with like charcoal or baking soda.
Yeah. That's probably a better solution. But so talk about the extreme stuff. So no toothpaste, no mouthwash, no deodorant. I don't do any deodorant. Haven't in 6 months. Oh my gosh. Will not touch it. I'm paranoid of it. There's like aluminum and there's metal flakes and weird ingredients. Oh, wow. And again, what did humans do back in the day? And the other thing was, when I started carnivore, I didn't have the body odor anymore. So every now and then I'll get a little bit of it. I think it's if I get some seed oils in me or something inadvertently that I go out to eat or something. But
I think Holly just uninvited herself to the reunion.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, this is just fascinating for me. I think it's crazy fascinating. Many years ago, like I made my own deodorant and it had like coconut oil and some other, is some baking soda. Some people get irritated from that. The only thing is, like, some people are still taking like medications, let's just say. And if you take medications, I feel like you're going to like smell more. I don't know if there's science behind that. I think I've heard people say that. So for those people, good luck. I don't know. But a lot of people try like tons of natural deodorants that are out there. And it's so hard to find one that even does anything that works well. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because we stink too much. I don't know.
I'm getting a lot of comments too. People are saying you got to brush your teeth. I'm not advising anyone on here. I'm telling you right now, I'm a little crazy and this is what I'm doing. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. You guys can definitely brush your teeth and do whatever you want. This is not medical advice, but I got to be honest with you. Tell you guys everything I'm doing. So yeah, the no deodorant. The other thing, well, before I keep going on, what about you guys? Adam, you brush your teeth. This is a crazy conversation. Graham, you brush your teeth. I'm the only psychopath here by myself. Me and Lee Copasso, we got two at least. Carnivore Kent, who's pretty awesome. Someone said Kerry is doing his best to be a caveman. Ha ha ha! No toothpaste. Exactly. I really am too. It's a weird thing in my brain. I'm just like everything's working out great, so I'm not gonna mess around with it. So the other thing I don't do, which Jen thinks is insane. I mentioned this on a previous one. I haven't done this for years. This is even a carnivore thing. I don't shampoo my hair.
Oh no, that's normal. That's fine.
That's fine. Okay, good.
But do you use anything?
I'll just water.
Oh my gosh. Well, your hair is short, so as long as you don't have any problems.
I have over the years, I have used like a little bit of baby shampoo or whatever. Mm-hmm. Here's my argument for everyone that thinks it's crazy. And Jen, if you're watching this, I'm going to say this straight up to Jen and all the women out there that they do the shampoo and then they're like, oh, I got all these split ends. What is this? What is that? Now, if you look at my hair, I always wear a hat. My hair is awesome. Like it's thick and perfect. There's like my I was just talking to my mother-in-law. She's like, why do you always wear a hat? It's just like a convenience thing. But I got a full head of hair. I'm 43 years old. It's just fine. It grows really quick and everything. But my argument to the shampoo thing, I've been doing this for years, is, like God made the human body, right? Like everything in there, reproduction, all the stuff it could do. But he's like, you know what? The hair, they're going to have to make up some sort of detergent and they're going to have to put that in their hair every single day. And that's the only way it's going to work. You have
you need some head and shoulders.
Yeah. You have natural oils in your hair. And when you use shampoo, it gets rid of those oils. And then you get like brittle hair and all these issues that I always see women talking about. They have all these billions and billions of dollars worth of products and going to this, Jen does it all the time. Like, oh, my hair, this and that. I got to try this. And she's always trying these new products and all this stuff. And I put water in it and it's been good to go for years that way. So everyone on here is like, this guy's a complete psychopath.
No, that's the thing that doesn't really bother me at all, what you're saying. But a lot of women, I don't know, I think this is changing, but they used to like wash their hair every day, or a lot of people. But this might sound gross too, but I only wash my hair once a week or twice a week at the most. And I know what you're talking about, like the shampoos, they have like sodium lauryl sulfate. It's very stripping. It's really bad. There are shampoos that don't have it, but I don't know. I've used vinegar before too. And a lot of Amish people use vinegar for cleaning themselves.
Right.
That's what they told me.
Hey, real quick, we got to add my good friend Rod. Welcome, Rod. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
You jumped in
happy
just in time.
Happy Monday morning. Yeah. Well, actually, Monday morning for me.
To you as well. Hey, I've got everyone's link In the description below, I'm going to add Rod's now. So check out Adam, Graham, Holly, and Rod. Links in the description. Big shout out. Rod, I don't know if you caught some of this conversation. I'm a psychopath. So
the tail end, the deodorant stuff and the toothpaste.
Oh my gosh.
Deodorant. Yeah, I haven't used deodorant.
Smell you in Australia.
Right? So Rod's a no-go on the deodorant. Are you just fine with that? Like, because on carnivores, some people say they don't get the BO anymore.
Yeah, look, my wife still isn't convinced. She's got like a nose like a Labrador, so she can pick up a very faint odor. But I can't smell anything at all, so I've just let go of deodorants. Somebody was asking about shampoo. Yeah, very occasionally. Like I typically didn't wash my hair except for once every 6 weeks or when I got my hair cut. So, yeah. But I definitely the whole body odor thing is definitely way way less if non-existent as a result of just eating meat and dairy.
Right. Nice. What about you, Rod? We were talking earlier. Some of the other things. It's just to sum things up. I feel like I'm living a better life now on carnivore, and I always attribute everything to carnivore. But I think it's from a lot of the other things I've been doing, like improving sleep and exercise and things I never did before. I don't know why those things start coming back, but are there some things that you've been doing outside of just eating meat only that seem to have improved your life in any way?
I think what I've noticed, because I've always been pretty good with exercise, but like I just did a 15-minute boxing workout, like super high intensity, right? I just love doing that. And what I find interesting is that, you know, the last time I had something to eat was at about 6 o'clock last night, and that was just burger patties that I had with the boys because we had a hamburger, so I just had the patties, right? And to be able to get up and do that and realize that I've got almost this unlimited source of energy with my body fat, that's it. Like I don't need to worry about having carbs before I have a high intensity workout. That's a pretty powerful thing, I think, and a lot of people who are athletes don't realize that that's available. I think they've got to, you know, carb load and take things while they're actually exercising. You don't need to do any of that. If once your body becomes fat adapted, that's an awesome thing. And also just the ability to focus and think clearly, that's another big one as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Great. Sorry, I'm trying to go through these comments here. See what we got. A couple questions here.
Hey, Susan. I just noticed that Susan Hampton was there. A few others.
Yeah. So, all right. So we talked about a couple things here. A few other things. Graham, Adam, Rod, Holly. What about? Have you guys changed any things in terms of like household products you're using, like cleaning products or anything else you use on a regular basis to try to steer clear of toxins and chemicals and things like that?
Kerry here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Well, we, for one, did that a long time ago. Not necessarily because of carnivore diet or anything like that, but my wife has always been pretty conscious about using stuff with minimal ingredients, with chemicals and things like that, cleaners and soaps and laundry detergent and things like that. Now, I can't tell you the name of any of those things because she buys them and I just use them. But yeah, we try to do that as much as possible because a lot of those cleaners are pretty, I mean, just smelling them alone can do some damage to you.
Right. What about you, Graham? Anything different?
Nothing different. My wife buys all the detergents, so nothing different. she do have a skin allergy on washing soaps, but then she changed it to something different product, but it's still there, the same ingredients, but something different is in it. So there's nothing different, really.
And Holly, what about you?
Yeah, I've been really careful about that stuff for a long time because I used to get like headaches very easily. I still do actually, not as much, but I have to still be careful because this stuff gives me like really bad headaches. It used to be like very severe. So I'm careful with like the laundry detergent, just getting stuff that's unscented, but I used to make it. That was so many years ago. But, and then other than that, I do try to use like vinegar spray for cleaning. But I have other stuff too. I just like to have a variety. And then like for skincare, I like to just use like a really basic bar of coconut soap, coconut oil.
Right.
It's by the brand Kirk's. It's really good.
Nice. Okay. So the other thing, a couple people are mentioning this in the comments. I talked to Rod the other day on his channel. I've got links for everyone's channel in the description below, including Rod. So everyone go check him out and subscribe. One of the things we talked about I started doing, which I thought was insane, but I really enjoyed, is the grounding or just walking around barefoot on the earth. And I guess it's supposed to help balance your natural electrical charges, or there's some science behind it. I think there's actually some studies coming out on it, but I feel so much better when I'm doing it. And then I think, Rod, you were telling me, or maybe someone else was, you can get like stuff for inside, like a grounding blanket or something you actually plug in.
No, that wasn't me, but I started doing that when you mentioned it. So even, now that there's lots of bindies on the grass, I can't walk on the grass, but I can still walk, you know, on the back streets and stuff. I just go barefoot. And there was something I forgot, actually. This has just got bacon grease in it, and I just put this on my skin sometimes, so... It does Ooh. Smell kind of, you know, a bit bacony, but the texture of it is just amazing. So I've got to find. I know that there's products out there that are created from lard, and they must remove the odor, and like it doesn't bother me, but probably does bother my wife a little bit.
Yeah, there are like beef tallow skincare products, and that I find that fascinating. I want to make some stuff. I have some stuff over here. I'm gonna make like a product today.
I'll be your customer for sure, because the consistency of it is just amazing. Like, it never, you know, coconut stuff can get yeah. lumpy, and like this is always just goes on really easy. Looks
interesting.
You know, it's good for your skin. Yeah,
we made our own tallow also just like that, and it's great.
Yeah,
that's
quick,
awesome.
Yeah. Quick shout out to all the spouses of carnivores out there. Rod's got the no deodorant and the bacon rub going on the skin.
Oh my gosh. Awesome.
I was saying earlier, Rod.
But she gets the whole package, right? So that's okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice. All right. So let's see what else we got here. So one of the other things that seems to really help me on carnivore, I've talked about this in videos in the past, but I've been learning more about stoicism, and kind of it seems like with carnivore, a lot of people think, oh, you just eat meat and you do that. But I think a big part of it is your brain and kind of the mind, your mindset and things like that. So there's a guy I've been watching. I don't know if any of you guys have gotten into any of this stuff, but his name is Ryan Holiday on YouTube. Mm-hmm. He talks about stoicism, and I don't know, in terms of having a better life, it seems like when you're more appreciative and positive, things go a lot better. And that's really helped me, is learning more about stoicism. One of the things that really, really touched me recently was, I mentioned earlier, my friend Jeff DeProsperous, the man going through stage 4 cancer right now. And the name of his channel is Blessings on My Journey. I said, why did you call it that? And he said, well, even though I've been going through this, I've known about the cancer for over a year now. I've been going through this for a year now. I look at every single thing that happens to me as a blessing, including the cancer diagnosis and any news he gets and everything. And I was like, that's incredible. And
wow,
more people need to do that. I got to get better at doing that, but I've been trying to do that, and that's kind of one of the tenets of Stoicism, is being more positive and accepting what you can't control and focusing on only things you can control. Like if you're stuck in traffic, for example, not throwing a hissy fit. I've done that many times over the years. So in Stoicism, it talks about if you're stuck in traffic, you have to remember that you can't control the cars. Those are things you can't control. You should only focus on the things you can control. Mm-hmm. That really helped me on carnivore too, because it's a big thing to kind of change your whole life and your diet and everything. Takes a lot of brain power, and if you're worried about these little things you can't control, it's taking away your energy for things that you can. So yeah, a stoic that would be stuck in a car with traffic would be, hey, I'm thankful for this fact that I'm still alive. I'm thankful that I'm breathing. I'm thankful that I have this time to maybe listen to a podcast and learn something else, or focus on the positive or the blessings in that situation. So what about you guys? Have you done anything like that? I know our friend JT, Coach JT, he's done a lot with Bob Proctor and motivation and how you think about things and positivity and stuff like that. But you guys done anything in that regard?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mindset is one of the most powerful allies that you can have, having the correct mindset with your health. There's been tons of experiments that people have done where, you know, just your outlook on things and it can affect your health. So if you believe a certain thing, your health could go south. If you believe a different thing, your health could be good. So like you, Carrie, I'm reading the teachings of not teachings, but the writings of Marcus Aurelius. Which was a known stoic. I don't necessarily agree with big government type of people, which he definitely was because he was a Caesar. But that book is personal notes to himself on how to improve himself. Definitely mindset is a big thing with me for sure. And carnivore diet has definitely helped in that regard to help me be more focused and be more grounded in how I feel and be more present, if you will. For sure. So Stoicism is right in line with, you know, my thought process on a lot of things.
Yeah, Stoicism is good. I find there's like one phrase, which is life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. It's only something that I recently picked up. And so whenever you have something that's maybe seems a bit adverse, if you can kind of switch it around and go, well, this is happening for me, and then the reason always becomes apparent later on. It's rarely in the moment that you realize that, oh, you know, the difficult thing that I'm going through is like hard, and then the reason why it happened for you is always evident later. Mm-hmm. So I think if you can turn it around, whatever's going on, and go, well, rather than that this is happening to me, is like a kind of like, then you're a victim. If it's happening for me, it's like there's something that's coming out of this, something, it's just a reversal of your mindset. And it's funny how just by having the reversal of the mindset, things actually do work out a lot better anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love that.
For sure.
What about you, Grammar?
For me, the only time I heard of it was on the carnival from Baba. He talked a lot about stoicism, and for me, it's like, it's been in me. I've been doing things where I would say, I'm in control. The situation is there. I can take control of it. So what he normally, I think he posts a lot of videos about it. And it's like, yes, I agree. It happened to me. Adam said, it's a mindset. Then I go biblical and say, yes, everything is a mindset there. If you change your mind, you can do things. And yes, the scripture reads, all things are possible to trust in the Lord. So that's where I put my faith again and where my mindset also goes. I believe in that. And I think that's how my stoicism, where when he explains it, then I see that's where my stoicism come into play. Where on the carnivore diet, the first thing, let me say on the intermittent fasting, very disciplined. You have to have 16, 8, 10 to 23 hours to 1 hour. Taught me some control. That yes, I am in control here. I can go without the food aspect of things and feed my body. Now with the carnivore, I can go without the carbs. The cravings is the next thing. So again, saying I can go without that. I don't need it. And now the new thing that I have, that I say is, if there's something that I like to eat, then I say not now, but later. And that also helps me in my daily life when I'm not going to say it's a craving anymore. It's just I would like to have that, like coffee or something. I don't drink coffee anymore. I don't drink tea. So it's like, not now. I'm not yet there. Not now. Later. So I keep myself like that every day. So yeah, I think that's how, because stoicism is something new to me, and I'm like trying to understand what it really means.
Love it. Nice.
Awesome.
That's awesome. There's something you said then, Graham, about waiting. Like sometimes problems can be in front of you and just wait, like even give it an hour, especially if it's something that's very intense or some emotional thing. Give it an hour and then it's usually a lot better. Give it 24 hours and it's probably gone, whatever the problem was, or it's been transformed in some way. So you've applied that with how you handle cravings. Like, okay, yeah, I really would like that right now. I'll just wait an hour. And then it's faded. Next day, you go, oh, yeah, just completely forgot about it.
True. So true.
Yeah, someone left this comment. A main tenet of Stoicism, we cannot control what happens to us, but we can choose our response.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love that. I said this before, but with Jen, we had like a family get together, and there's someone that just drives her nuts. She's like, they make me so mad. And I'm like, Dr. Berryfinger, they can't make I'm so annoying sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm very obnoxious, but I'm like, they can't make you mad, Jen. You're choosing to allow them to upset you. Yeah. You could choose to just let it wash over you and forget it, but
yep,
it's your choice. Sure. Our friend JT, he's a big fan of Bob Proctor. That's his coach. And one thing I've heard Bob Proctor say, I love this quote too, is you are the only problem you will ever have, and you are the only solution. So that's kind of along the same lines. Pretty cool one.
That's so true. Yeah, everybody could have the greatest life ever, even with all of these seemingly negative things coming at you. You know, your response, you can choose your response and how you react and how you feel at that point. That external force is not making you do or choose to say or feel in any certain way. You know, you can literally create the best life for yourself and how you respond and react to outside influence.
Yeah, for sure. Holly, what about you? Anything on stoicism? Any mind games? Anything you've done with your mind? Or
I don't know. I was just thinking about what Adam said. There was a time once, I can't honestly even remember what this was about, but I was like going through a very difficult time in my life, and I found like very, very, very stressful. And I didn't know what to do. And I remember, and I believe in God. Okay. So I remember at that time, I'm just like, thank you. Thank you, God. And that's it. Like, it's going to be okay, that I assumed. And that is like very freeing to just be thankful no matter what. Like, you're just trusting in the situation, whatever it is. Like, I was trusting in God, but just trusting in that it's going to be fine. It's going to work out, whatever's meant to be. And of course, you have some control over that too.
Right.
But yeah, that's the mindset of everything. Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. That's the power of gratitude you were showing there, Holly. It's thanking, being thankful for the situation rather than being, oh, whoa, it was me. The gratitude is enormously powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helped me a lot.
Love it. Let's see. We got a lot of questions here. I'm going to go through a couple of these, but anyone else, feel free to jump in. Here we go. Georgia Carnivore, thank you for the super chat. Need a live with Mr. Awesome. Prosperous and RV Carnivore. Coming right up. You asked. all you got to do is ask. I had a great call yesterday. Jeff's my new best friend. Mr. It's DeProsperous. Jeff DeProsperous. He's the man I mentioned earlier with the stage four cancer. He's so fired up because we did this. We did the video and I pushed it live yesterday. And I think it has 11,000 views. And he's getting so many comments and he's just so excited about it because he's done so much research and he's been through so much. And he knows there's so many people suffering from cancer right now or going through chemo. And he's saying, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist, but I did all this research. I would have wanted to know that this was an option, and he's putting this option out for people. His regimen of fasting, exercise, and carnivore that he's been thriving on for a year. His story is just insane, too. He, if you guys get a chance, watch the videos. The last video I did, he was told, I'm sorry, you have cancer. It's spread from your colon. Your liver's completely covered. It's inoperable. It's incurable. And you have a couple months to live. That's what the doctors told him. And that was a little over a year ago. And he's thankful for where he is now. Like I said, he's looking at the blessings and the positive side, but he's doing the best job he possibly can with what he's come up with. So anyhow, he emailed me yesterday and said he wanted to do a live stream together. I said, open invitation anytime. The other really cool story with Jeff is he's just such a great guy. He's a super fan of Dr. Chafee and Dr. Baker. Like he's a gym teacher. So he's like, I used to idolize Michael Jordan, but he's like, now it's Dr. Chafee and it's Dr. Baker. He's learned so much from them. It's kind of, again, looking at the positive side, it's amazing that he has this resource. It's also a little sad that he doesn't have regular, normal, traditional doctors. He's not getting this information from, but he's got some resource to go to. So I said to him, I was like, you need to be on with these people. You're like, your story is so incredible in what you've been doing for a year. So after the call, I emailed Dr. Baker's team. And I said, you guys should really talk to this guy. And within a couple minutes, they emailed him and he's on their calendar and he's going to be on Dr. Baker's channel. And he's just so pumped and excited for it. I was so happy for him. And I'm hooking him up with Dr. Chafee too. But he also... Yeah, yesterday he emailed me and he said he wants to do a live stream. So I believe we're doing that on Friday. So thank you, Georgia Carnivore, for the suggestion. RV Carnivore is another one. We'll have to get on there for sure. Mm-hmm. And then we have Kel, a new member. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Every penny we get from Super Chats and memberships go right to the Carnivore Diet documentary. Links in the description for those. We got Kenny with a question here. Curious about electrolytes, what people are using. It seems like Element has sponsored several influencers. What are you guys doing for electrolytes, if anything?
I made my own because I found the Element was so good that I did, like, because I've got a bit of an addictive personality, so I went through like four or five sachets of it in a day. And but they actually give you the formula for the, so you get the magnesium, you get the salt, and you get the potassium chloride and make your own. And I just made a plain one. I know you can get the plain one from Element too. And, you know, if I ever get sponsored by Element, I'll probably change my tune. But, yeah, that's what I do. And, that just goes in the water in the morning. So at least I get one. And it's pretty inexpensive to do it that way.
So you're doing a lot of exercise and working out. Are you just like by default doing the electrolytes, or do you feel like it's really helping you out?
I find if I don't, especially with, I think it's a magnesium, I'll get a cramp in my calf in the middle of the night. So I'm not sure. There's just something going on there. And then, but if I do make sure that I have at least like one good dose of the electrolytes in the morning, it doesn't tend to be an issue. And it may be that I'm sometimes not getting enough salt. So I think as the weather's warming up, you sweat more. You know, most of the electrolytes that are in your sweat, 90% of that's sodium. So you've got to take more in. Yeah. So I definitely always have at least one good dose of electrolytes, if not two. And then I really heavily salt everything as well.
Nice. What about you, Adam?
I do the same thing. I make my own supplements in terms of electrolytes. I buy from a place where I can get it in bulk. But to be honest, I started doing that because, you know, everybody drinks Element, and I got their recipe just like Rod did and make my own little tiny scale, make my own individual portions and whatnot. But the more time goes on, the more I use less of the electrolytes, and I I'm trying to go more in line with Dr. Chafee's thought process on that. He doesn't use electrolytes, maybe a little salt here and there, which I like salt, so I use salt. But the actual magnesium and potassium, he seems to believe that it's, people are just essentially just dehydrated is why you get the leg cramps and things like that. And I'm kind of finding that to be true based on some of my experiments. The more I try to force myself to drink more water, I don't have cramps. So I'm wondering if taking the electrolytes is sort of like, it's just another way for you to get more water in, if you will. And that's maybe why I'm not having cramps when I actually have the electrolytes. So yeah, it's still an ongoing experiment for me, but it seems to me like I just need to drink a lot more water than I normally do.
Mm. What about you, Graham? You doing any electrolytes?
At the beginning, yes. Starting of the carnivore, but now it's, if I have a cramp, like Rod said, if you have a cramp, electrolytes, but we have this capsule of fizzy drink. It's half of everything that's in the element. So for me, it's more to drinking the Himalayan salt water and using that for help. And obviously, like Adam said, drinking lots of water. So for me, it's not that I'm getting cramps anymore. It's just slowly weaning myself off that electrolytes. But if there's only a cramp, yes, I will drink some.
Holly, you doing any electrolytes?
Yeah, just here and there. It's kind of depends on how I feel that day. And I'm not sponsored by Element, but I actually really like theirs. I wish I didn't because it is kind of expensive. And yeah, I should probably just make some of my own. Yeah, I wonder if you're drinking like a lot of water, would that deplete you even more of electrolytes? Or am I wrong?
I don't know. It seems like I've had the opposite effect, but yeah, like okay. Rod does a lot more exercise than I do, so he might be able to help you with that.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that. That's why I'm wondering.
I think it's just like anything, right? You just experiment and see. I mean, now that you mentioned that, Adam, I'm going to like, I'm not so sure I subscribe to like forcing yourself to drink more water, but there are times where I'm definitely quite thirsty and I think I've like gone beyond the point of like I should have had more water. So I'm definitely going to experiment with that and say, okay, well, I'll just have a bit more water, maybe drink a bit less coffee and then have more water and just see if that makes a difference and try to, you know, like any experiment, you just change one variable and then try it for a while and see what happens.
You bring up a good point, Rod. That's another one too, elimination of caffeine, because caffeine is a diuretic. So it forces you to flush water.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Dr. Chafee also, you know, he promotes that. Get rid of the caffeine. Obviously, get rid of the plants if you're drinking coffee.
But. Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely a plant Nazi. Yeah.
I was so proud of myself when I did Lion Diet for 60 days, and then I talked to Dr. Chafee, and he's like, yeah, I don't even really do salt anymore. I'm like, I got to give up salt now, too? Like, what else is there? Enough already. Right.
He's not
I'm not giving up the salt either. I have a video coming up this week with Nutrition with Judy. She's awesome. I had my blood work done recently and she's gonna go over it with me, so we'll share all that with you. But I guess a little sneak peek, this was the craziest thing. I don't know if some of you guys have seen the videos. Again, I'm a crazy person. Jen thinks I'm nuts, but if you see the amount of salt I put on my steak, it's a crazy, crazy amount of salt. I'm actually, one of the only things that was off on my blood work was my salt, and it said it was too low. And wow. Jen was like, you got to go get that retest. There's no way. Like, how is it possible? You know, speaking of salt too, real quick, I don't know if I have mine in my pocket. During the 24-hour live stream, we had the Redmond's travel salt shakers with the little keychain holder. Those are all going out tomorrow. So apologies that it took a little while longer. Thankfully, we got inundated with many more of those than we thought we were going to. So every penny from those goes to the carnivore diet documentary. But those little travel ones, Adam, you've seen those, right? They're like this big maybe. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jen took me out to eat the other day. I used an entire one of those on a steak.
Like, for sure.
I was You know, on like when you're in the army or whatever, you have the bullets that go in the thing. I was like, I need a couple of those Redmond soft things so I can like reload when I'm done. Like, spend that one, next one. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's like half the steak for me, one of those.
Yeah. For the average person that isn't insane like me, I think that'll be more than enough for you. The cool thing with those two is when you go home, you can just refill it with your big Redmond thing. It's not like you have to go buy another little small one. Mm-hmm. Totally refillable. So those are going out tomorrow. Let's see. I think Rod answered this already, but they want to know if you use shampoo, Rod.
Yeah, it's not very often, especially now. And now I've got my hair short. The my hairdresser said, "Yeah, just put loads of product in. Don't wash it out. Like, don't wash your hair at all." So, like, yeah, that's fine. I can deal with that because I really don't wash it anyway.
Nice.
And I'm like 52. My hair's not going anywhere. It's like it doesn't. I don't need to.
Right. Susan Hampton, she's the greatest, always leaving good comments. You could use toothbrush with water. Yes, I do that.
That's good.
Yeah, haven't been using the toothbrush. I know I'm a crazy person, but hold on. We got another one here. So Carnivore Kent doesn't use the toothpaste, I mean. And Carnivore Stan, our good friend Carnivore Stan, carry me too, not brushing except sometimes with water. So there's more of us out there than just me.
Definitely a lot more flossing though, right?
Lot more
flossing.
Yeah, someone asks. I literally always have some of these with me. I should. That's like one of the only carnivore products, kind of adjacent products. You should buy stock in these little flossers because, yeah, I use them all the time. All right. Let's see. There we go. I think we answered that one. Carnivore Brothers, Rhett, same boat here, Carrie. This community has helped me more, be more social for sure. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, that's very true. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I got an email from, is it Zero Carb Life? What's his name?
Dave Mack.
Yeah, he actually emailed because there's a thing on in Sydney called Low Carb Down Under. And I mean, I've never actually, you know, I've watched a little bit of his stuff on his channel, but he emailed me and said, hey, would you like to meet up for a steak or a coffee? I thought, great. Yeah, awesome. While you're here, and if you've got time, we'll take you to some local beaches if you like the beach. But although, how nice is that, you know, to just have somebody out of the blue that you don't even know, it's just this big global community of people. And now, yeah, that, and also it's really cool to meet someone with a much larger channel from a, you know, from a creator point of view. But yeah, it's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yep, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so prior to Carnivore, I was like, I hate people. And now it's like, man, this is so cool. We got people in South Africa and Australia and England and Japan. And it's like, yeah, this is friends everywhere. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's weird too, because I always end up attributing everything to carnivore. Is it carnivore, or is it that we're more proper natural humans now? And that's just kind of a natural state of humans, is to be more involved with the community and make friends. And probably a little bit of everything. Who knows?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a little bit of everything that goes into it. I mean, we all need to have community, whether we think we do or not. I think community is important. And obviously, what you put in your body is important. Exercise is important. They all contribute.
Yeah. And just every carnivore I've met has been awesome, too. There's just something about it. They're always just nice and cheery and happy. And it's like, I want to spend more time with these people. I want to surround myself with people like this. So, Adam, did you get caught up on your sleep yet? That's a good question. You did the 24-hour live stream and you were doing a marathon at your regular business that you're working on.
Yes, I actually did. Thankfully, oh my gosh, that was so much work. I'm still digging out of the hole. I only have about 3,000 images to edit and get done, but it wasn't around 8,000. So, hopefully by Tuesday I'll be done.
Wow.
Yep.
In the midst of doing the 24-hour live stream and hosting that for 24 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a psychopath.
For sure.
That's crazy. I appreciate it, though. I can't imagine. Steph D asked, what do you guys think about herbal teas?
If you like them, yeah.
Go on.
Okay, herbal teas for me was like the thing. Every type of flavor, it was nice. This flavor was the chai tea. which was the spices kind of the Indian side of things. So herbal tea was nice, but yeah, today, sorry, no more teas. But rabbit on the carnivore diet, they say there's low calories in it, so, or yeah, no carbs in it, something like that. But I don't know, I'm just saying no, but it's nice.
Guys, I've got to roll. Actually, I've got something else I need to do. But thanks for having me, and thanks everyone for being part of the live stream.
Thanks, Rod. Have a good day.
Seeing you, Rod.
Bye.
All right, see you guys later.
Holly, what about you? Are you doing any teas?
No, I don't. I mean, I was before carnivore. I was trying to get myself, like, make myself, which is that doesn't sound natural, to drink green tea because the flavor is so rough. It's like, it's just difficult. I just don't like the taste of tea. Adam, your face. Yeah, so, but there's some, it's so hard to trust studies, but yeah, there are some bigger studies on green tea as being potentially healthy and good for your lifespan, but I don't know. I've also had issues where I've drank tea before and I've had extreme pain in my knees every time I drank some other types of tea. So kind of have to be careful. Yeah, there are other issues with teas too. There's like pesticide. There's so many issues with things, pesticides and right. Stuff like that is pretty mm-hmm. big problem.
I always get questions too like that. Like, oh, what about tea? Or what about this spice? Or what about this? And I try to be nice about it, but I'm always just like, I'm fine with just the meat and water. So like, why bother? That was one of the things with carnivore that I love, is it seems like I don't have to have coffee, or I don't have to have caffeine, or I don't have to have this anymore. And then I realized I just don't even need it, or really I feel great when I eat steak and water. So I always get those questions. I try not to be a jerk about it, but I'm just like, why?
Well, I think it's hard for people to give up that final thing, which might be coffee or tea.
Yeah,
it's a cultural thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's so, always a big one.
Maybe it just has to be in their own time if they give it up.
Right.
Yep. I have a funny story about tea. So when I was a kid, I was probably, I don't know, 10 years old. And I went over to a friend's house to have dinner. First time I had ever had dinner at his house. And I sit down, and back in the day, we would have like Tupperware glasses. Right. So it was like solid plastic, and inside the cup, to me, it looked like Coca-Cola, but it was really sun tea that was like super, super dark. And I was eating my food and took a drink, and I had never had tea before. And I literally almost just gave up my whole dinner right there. It was so disgusting. And that was the last time I had tea.
So, man. Tea's a no-go for Adam forever now.
Nice. Yeah, for me, tea nowadays would be a hot cup of water.
Right.
And that's my substitute.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it tastes sweet.
Yeah. In a previous video I did, I had some beef tallow and butter and beef fat that was left in the pan. I put it in a cup and drank it just because I was being really obnoxious that day. And it wasn't really tea. I guess it was more like carnivore coffee, but man, I'm going to do that again. I was being kind of obnoxious, but I feel so good when I get just a big dose of fat. Usually, obviously, it's better if it's a fatty ribeye and you're eating it with some meat or something, but I feel like what I imagine I would have felt like before when I was addicted to caffeine, like that caffeine rush or something, like a jolt of energy. So that's the closest I've come to tea is my carnivore coffee, but otherwise I just stick with the water myself. I do notice this. I don't know if you guys notice this too on carnivore. Like I could taste things that I didn't notice before. Like you could give me five different types of water and I could be like, yep, that's that one. And this one, some of it tastes like a little bit sweeter. Some of it's got that weird filter taste.
Well, that's true. And like, I know some people have tried, I've tried like eating things, like I've tried incorporating other things and they taste insanely weird now.
Yeah.
Like other non-meat items. Like I ate a pickle and it was, like, oh my gosh, why is this so sour? This is so weird.
Right.
It's weird. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Let's see. We got a couple other questions here. Someone said, watch the Earthing documentary. Carnivore Ron, barefoot walking around my place. It's great. Alex Cannon, my good friend, question, sort of. Please do a circadian rhythm video when you are ready. Reason being, you are the best presentation personality enthusiast. Ah, thanks, Adam. Alex, not Adam. Alex, appreciate it. Too many four-letter A-name carnivore friends, right? I've got here. Yeah, I don't know what else I could say on it, but maybe we'll have to do something like that for sure. Maybe a sort of day in the life. Here's what I've been doing, and here's what's working for me. Mm-hmm. I ground 24/7 using the grounding mats for sleeping and floor mats for the feet, besides going outside for fresh air. Yeah, that's actually a thing someone told me about. I didn't know that. You can actually get a grounding mat, you plug it in, and it goes into the ground in your outlet. And it still sounds kind of crazy to me, but I love doing it, so I'm no judgment.
I've never done that, by the way, but I love going outside as often as possible, especially in between working, and it's like a great stress reliever because there's animals out there and they're all running up to me because they want me to feed them. But outside where I live, it would feel good in some of the areas because we have like moss and stuff, and it's really soft and squishy. So it basically, we have the woods there, but there's deer poop everywhere also. Yeah. So that's fun.
Again, yeah. I'm pretty much the psychopath in the group here. I just walk through. There's all sorts of nasty stuff I'm walking through out there. I don't even pitch. Well, I clean my feet, though. I come home and I brush my feet off, and then I go in the shower and I take a shower right away.
Because you brush your feet, but not your teeth.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. There's goat poop and everything, but I go right through the woods. And what Rod was mentioning earlier, those little thorny things, we've been having those pretty bad lately. And those do hurt, getting stuck on the bottom of your feet. Mm. R. Kenton said, I read Ryan Holiday's The Daily Stoic as part of my morning devotions. Actually, the truths parallel the scriptures, inspirational. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. There's good science behind the health benefits of gratitude. Yeah.
For sure.
All right, I think we just got a couple more here. Primal Mike, our good friend, I like the quote about the dog chained to the train. We are all like this dog. We can choose to be dragged by it, or we can run along with it. Carnivores run, vegans are dragged. Nice. Sophia,
not by the carnivores.
Right. Sophia, shout out to Sophia Eat Steaks, Emma's good carnivore friend. That's mm-hmm. exactly what me and my mom do. Oh, they make their own electrolytes too. Yeah, we're not doing a big endorsement for Element here, are we? Let's go this for it. Not, make your own.
It's not sponsored.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. I'm all for it. Whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. Carrie needs to be sponsored by Dentapic. Yeah, that would be nice. Let's see. I think we got one more here. Rachel said, nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you. Tony Robbins says this all the time. It's like the That's serenity nice. Prayer, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I've never heard that before today.
Nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you. It's a good way of looking at it.
Thank mm-hmm. you for that.
That's the other thing with Stoicism that I was reading about recently. They give you these exercises, and one of them is called negative visualization. And it's where you just spend some time every day thinking about imagining what life would be like without. Like if I didn't have this computer or this phone or these modern conveniences, or you get more drastic and extreme, like the loved ones in my life, what if I lost this person? What would that be like? And then you think about it, and it sounds kind of dark, but it's actually a practice of Stoicism I've been using. Mm. And it's a good thing. Good little practice. So awesome. So, you guys have anything else you guys want to add? A huge shout out, Adam, Holly, Graham. I got links in the description below. I think we got through all of the questions here. 316 people on here. If you just jumped on, check out all these guys. Support them. We got to prop up these carnivore voices and elevate these other YouTube channels. They're all doing really good videos. And if you want, we have the new email newsletter. A lot of new people on didn't hear that message at the beginning. Yeah. Link in the description. It's free. You can put your email in there, and we'll send you some really good behind-the-scenes stuff. Anything else you guys want to add or shout out before we wrap up?
Well, the newsletter in regards to that, I think Ollie is going to be putting that together. So if anybody sees that newsletter coming through, she's going to have her hands in a lot of the work that goes into that.
Nice. Yeah. Where do people sign up for that?
Yeah, I got a link in the description below. Real easy. You sign up. We're not going to send you anything unless it's really good stuff. And yeah, shout out to Alia Wells too. Check her out on YouTube. She's helping. We plan on mailing to that every week. And what the goal is, we have so much momentum and such an awesome carnivore community, but it's keeping that momentum going and keeping everyone updated. Like as we start filming, we got some, Adam and I got some big news coming up. We'll announce that soon. In terms of filming for the documentary, we'll behind the scenes updates, what's going on next. If we got any big interviews with doctors, all of that will be shared, as well as some, maybe some extended cuts, like when we do interviews, and some extra things you're not going to see there. So you can get it through the newsletter, and you can get even more if you join as a member. And the link for that is below as well. So
Kerry here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Yeah, everyone go check out these channels. Actually, shout out Holly. She just did a video with our mom. That was pretty cool. Yeah. I enjoyed that one. What mom ate back in the day versus what we ate as children. Kind of fun going back in time. So that was a pretty cool video. I know Graham's got a lot of exercise videos going on, which is always fun to see. And Adam, you're killing it with some of the interviews. So you got any big videos coming up you want to shout out quick?
Well, the last video I just did is my review of animal organs, the bison liver crisps.
That was awesome.
And I've never had organs in my life, just like, you know, tea is like, just stay away from that stuff. Right. So you can go check out that video. I got an interview tonight with a 16-year-old type 1 diabetic that is also a carnivore. So hopefully that goes well. I'm sure it will. Yeah. So one thing I did want to shout out Holly's video, and everybody needs to go watch her latest video where she talks with her mother. And there's a surprise of something that she puts in her coffee. So once you get to that point, leave a comment on her video.
Nice. Little Easter egg in that one.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you guys, Adam, Holly, Graham. Thank you all so much. And thank you everyone for joining and leaving some great questions and comments. Really appreciate it. And everyone have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.